Welcome to this edition of Desktop Management Depot. I'm your host, Abby Weintraub. Today we'll be continuing our conversation on endpoint security challenges with Mark Kadrich, CEO and Chief Evangelist at the Security Consortium. Today I like to focus on new Windows security features and changes you may be seeing to endpoint security strategies if a move to a virtual model is made. So Mark, my first question to you has to do with Microsoft's Network Access Protection feature that was a huge selling point for Windows Vista and Windows Server 2008. Are your clients using it, and have you heard whether it's made an impact on endpoint security in any way?
Well, we're talking about the basic network admission control technology and being able to identify some level of compliance before you let somebody on the network. The short answer to that question is no. Most of our customers are not utilizing that technology in any useful way. As a matter of fact, the few customers we had that explored Vista implementations that actually backed off on them and went back to XP. Now, the hope is that once people understand that technology a little better, it can become a more effective tool in their arsenal. Right now, you talk about large enterprises and making that kind of a change, and it gets back to the user inconvenience. You've got to have, for that solution to work, you have to have ways to deal with remediation. Now, you just can't tell somebody they can't connect to the network without giving them some extremely transparent option for compliance. And I think that's where a lot of the problem wound up being. The patch management, the other tools required to ensure that whatever policy constraints were placed on the endpoint before it joined the network could easily be complied with. And those are problems that network administrators and security administrators have had, quite frankly, for a long time. And simply throwing that piece of technology at it and saying, oh, we're going to be able to make this work, was, you know, it was a fool's errand at that point. It just wasn't going to happen as quickly and as smoothly as some folks had envisioned.
Do any of the features in Windows 7 change the endpoint security picture?
You're talking about the dreaded changes to the user account control feature in Windows. I think it's interesting to listen to the discussions that go on about that and the rhetoric associated with it. I think by adding a medium setting to it, I think Microsoft has kind of muddied the picture here. I think it was a marketing reaction to a complaint that people had about Vista and the security people had about Vista. You know, too many messages, you wind up dealing with a huge amount of click-through. But unfortunately, I don't think they, and please, I want people to know, I think there's a bunch of bright people over at Microsoft that spend a huge amount of time trying to solve very tough problems. But I think in particular, this problem could have been driven more by marketing and ease of use than technology at this point. Because we're getting reports of people who say that they can subvert that functionality and turn off alerts completely. I think the ability of adding BitLocker to USB devices, I think that's a great additional feature to it. I think it needs a little bit more baking time before we can really comment on it with any amount of certainty at this point. Patch protection, service hardening, data execution prevention, you know, features that they had in Vista, address memory randomization, I think that was a huge feature, and that's coming back, and I think those are all good things. Will they have an impact? You know, I think this user account control situation is probably going to be the biggest issue that Microsoft has to deal with Windows 7, quite frankly. And if they don't get it right, it's going to be a disaster.
So do you think that endpoint security strategies for desktops today are going to change if enterprises move to a virtual desktop model?
I think the biggest problem with virtual desktop models at this point in that model, I mean, we talk about that in, it's hard not to talk about cloud computing when you're talking about virtualization, because essentially what you're talking about is something that some people call fog computing. Me, personally, I call it smog computing. I think it's the same type of technology that we've had for years, only with a really cool, fluffy, white, soft, ooh, I want to hug it kind of name. I think that the issue that people are going to run into with that is that the security model that we've got with desktops and servers, we understand them. We understand how they're broken. We understand why they're broken. And we also understand why it's difficult for us to keep up with it. You throw virtualization into the mix, and all of a sudden you've got areas of the technology that are significantly less understood. People are rushing off to take advantage of this technology, and they're not giving enough thought to the changes in their security model and how it's going to affect them. We did a study, and we've been doing a study some of our professional conference meetings, ISSA in particular, asking people, you know, do you think this technology changes your security model? About 50% of the people believe that it changes their model emphatically, and the other 50% say, no, it doesn't. And it's almost to the point where, you know, at a couple of these meetings, it's come close to fisticuffs in the back. But all that tells me is that there's a significant amount of thought and analysis that has not gone into virtualization as it affects our networks. And I think people need to slow down. They need to test. They need to evaluate before they start deploying this technology, or they're going to wind up with a pretty serious failure at this point.
Mark, can you provide a little bit of clarity as to why these opposing sides you just mentioned were so split on how virtualization affects their security models?
Well, on one side, there was the security model, the folks that were claiming that the security model doesn't change because essentially it's an application and you're just changing the application execution location. You know, by doing that, you're going back to the old client-server thin computing kind of model. And some people claim that that's fairly well understood. And the other side is saying, no, this changes our security model significantly because now we're implementing another layer of complexity. That layer of complexity has to deal with provisioning and deployment and patch management. You know, now instead of just having an operating system and applications that are running on top of it, now we've got a virtualization layer running on top of it. And it creates some other problems, too, because the virtualization model, and I'm one of these people who believes that there are some changes. They may not be as radical as we think they are, but without examining and without testing and evaluating this, we just don't know the answer. But clearly, you get to a point where you can press a button or click on something and get a complete refresh on the system that brings up evidentiary problems, it brings up e-discovery issues, it brings up investigative issues. You know, it brings up issues associated with document management and document control. You know, that exact feature is what I recommend for, you know, you get your neighbors, they find out you're a geek, and the first thing, will you fix my computer? It's like, no, I won't fix your computer. Here, do this, and this will fix your computer. And what I recommend is getting a virtualization solution, putting it on your computer, so that when your kids do something that infects the computer, you press a button and whoosh, you got a nice fresh copy of the operating system. You don't have to worry about it anymore. That exact technology is causing problems and will continue to cause problems.
Thank you again, Mark, for joining us today. And that concludes part two of our podcast series on endpoint security challenges with Mark Peters.